is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
To right or wrong.
President Biden in Arizona apologizing for what he calls one of the country's darkest chapters, the abduction of Native American children from their families and their placement in abusive boarding schools. Also at the event, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the first Native American to serve as a cabinet secretary.
This is the first time in history that a United States cabinet secretary has shared the traumas of our past. And I acknowledge that this trauma was perpetrated by the agency that I now lead.
The CDC says the E. coli outbreak linked to onions on McDonald's quarter pounders has grown. Karen Morfitt reports.
There are now a total of 75 reported cases of E. coli. That is because they say it takes a number of days for people to fall sick and to report being sick. And then it takes, even longer for those cases to be diagnosed.
The excitement over the presidential election even has Iowans breaking with tradition and casting early ballots.
We usually always go election day, but I knew with this election it was really going to be busy.
It was the first time I voted early. I've been reading and hearing that it's a good idea to do so.
On the campaign trail, all eyes are on Texas. Here's Nicole Skanga.
Trump is in Austin today to tape a podcast with Joe Rogan. The comedian has one of the most popular podcasts, especially among men, a demographic Trump has extensively targeted.
Vice President Kamala Harris is also in Texas today, a state her campaign doesn't expect to win, but they're calling it the ground zero of the anti-abortion movement and think highlighting reproductive rights will help them win the battleground states.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's editorial board has just endorsed Kamala Harris. The Washington Post said today it won't be endorsing either candidate. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in London today meeting with leaders from the Middle East as he continues his push for an end to the fighting in Lebanon.
We want to see civilians protected. We want to make sure that Lebanese armed forces are not caught in the crossfire. And certainly we want to make sure that in places like Beirut, there is a real effort to make sure that people are not harmed, that civilians are not caught up in this crossfire.
Half a million Lebanese have fled the country. Spirit Airlines says it's cutting jobs and selling off some of its jets to save money. The jets are worth millions, but the Florida-based airline says its cuts will be driven primarily by a reduction in the workforce. On Wall Street, another down day. The Dow currently off 257 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. The driver that crashed into a vacant Racine home yesterday was injured but is expected to be okay. Police say that driver was likely speeding when he crashed into the home near 16th and Memorial. The crash led to a massive fire. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff held a Get Out the Vote rally in Kenosha last night.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Campaigning continues in Wisconsin with J.D. Vance and Racine at Memorial Hall Monday. Former President Trump is in Green Bay next week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks and the Bulls tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight in their home opener at Fiserv Forum. New to the Bucks lineup is forward Taurean Prince, who shot 6-for-6 and 16 points Wednesday against the 76ers. Doc Rivers.
You know, it's funny. Started out slow. When he came back in, because the first game, you just never know how guys are going to handle that. When he came back in, he was locked in. Just great.
College football. Wisconsin has won 3 in a row, but tomorrow night, they face Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Game time at 6:30. At 6-0, the Nittany Lions are undefeated, ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, the Packers will be at nearly full strength when they face the 2-5 Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Rookie Evan Williams on what it took to secure a starting job at safety.
A lot of it's watching tapes, you know, just being self-critical every time you look, you know, at your own film, trying not to just look at the highlights. You got to look at the bad plays too and face them and just try to improve.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend, into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's Kurt Vollman. We've just about made it to the weekend. Well, I'm going to start the show today with this happy thought. 2 months from today is Christmas.
As a lark, but now I go for walks to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench, to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N. Instead of breaking up, oh, I love,
The sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
News, timeless hits, and high school football on WRJN. Tonight, Dick Rassefa has playoff action for us. Dick?
We have the Oconomowoc Raccoons. They're seeded 6 going against the Case Eagles, who were seeded 3. And that'll be a home game for the Case Eagles at Hammes Field. But it'll be a very tough game because Oconomowoc comes out of the Classic 8, which is considered by many people to be the toughest football conference in the state. So our pregame will be at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 p.m.
All right, Dick Rassefa has the call tonight on WRJN.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits, and he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat, and he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media, he'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
My call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 40. So if you're heading out to a high school football game, take a coat. Tomorrow, sunny and 55. Sunday, sunny and 60. A nice weekend in store.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home.
for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
rain in my shoes,
writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Ah, look at all the lonely people.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. The former president's visit comes as national and state-level polls indicate a neck-and-neck race between him and Vice President Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance is in Racine Monday. Senator Bernie Sanders is coming to the state, along with First Lady Jill Biden and Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walz. Receipts in Racine County will start showing that new tax in April. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax. It aims to tackle the county's $5 million budget shortfall. However, it's expected to bring in a minimum of $20 million a year. A portion will be dedicated to lowering property taxes. County leaders say the new funding source is vital for sustaining public services across Racine County. He did not confirm nor deny a question about the upcoming presidential election this morning. This was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson taking a question on the Earl Ingram Show.
If Kamala Harris wins, we support that and we're going to accept that.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So if you ask me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat.
During the interview, Johnson expressed hope that the results could be respected, but quickly pivoted to allegations of potential cheating by Democrats. That's despite the absence of credible evidence of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. A modernized city website awaits people in Kenosha. A statement says the official city site now features an AI-powered contact center. That's meant to speed up inquiries. A statement says the website overhaul includes a new design, better navigation, and enhanced mobile functionality. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend, into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let me talk to the gamers for a second, those who play video games. It says here, if you make in-game purchases to acquire more coins or improved weapons or nicer clothes for your virtual self, you're not alone. Around the world this year, the digital goods market is expected to be over $220 billion. I was talking with my son about this. He says, I don't believe in this. He says, once you buy a game, that should be it. You shouldn't have to spend more money to keep playing the game.
For your love. Just the Robinson's affair. kids, coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
We're still having fun.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, there's a couple of shows coming up at Memorial Hall in Racine that you might want to mark your calendars for. The first one is, I think it's what, 2 weeks from tonight, I guess. It's Pure Soul, and it's a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul. It's coming Friday, November 8th. You can get your tickets for that night of rhythm and romance online at the events page at festivalpark.com. Now, the second one I want to tell you about is coming up Friday, November 22nd. It's a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, all of Fleetwood Mac's songs recreated with passion and artistry. And again, you can get the tickets at the event page at festivalpark.com.
Vince Lombardi once said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." Easy Mobility Solutions helps you overcome what once seemed impossible, reclaiming your freedom and living life on your terms. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options offers Golden and Pride Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Start your day with something special at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team handcrafts freshly made donuts and pastries just for you. But that's not all. Indulge in the decadence of a creme brulee, the layers of a rich tiramisu, or the savory taste of a hearty quiche. Whether you're sweetening your morning or treating yourself in the afternoon, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Into the land. Maybe then I'll
Stones, Painted Black on WRJN. It was on this date, 1964, 60 years ago today, the Rolling Stones appeared for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show. They went on to make five further appearances on the show between 1965 and 1969. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.